That's at TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Chris B., this is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. I hope you're having a great week. And I hope you're putting a dent in the universe. I hope you are taking the world by the tail. But if you're not, know that you're not alone. There's people out there just in the same... You know, the biggest lie that I think the enemy tries to tell us is, oh boy, you screwed up this time. You're by yourself. No one else would have done it this way. No one else would have screwed... Nah, come on. Every successful person I read about in history... And in business, ancient history, Greek history, biblical history, as much as the current day history, every person I read about, every person I see that has any semblance, any inkling to success, is people that has a past littered with failure. And I love what John Maxwell admonishes about learning to fail forward. You know, the good book says a good man falls down 7 times, but he gets back up. Nothing wrong with falling. Nothing wrong with tripping over yourself from time to time. Problem comes in when you finally let it defeat you. You know, there's no one that has ever won anything that has quit. When you quit, you automatically say, and you automatically give in, and you automatically say, well, I'm not going to win. I mean, it's just the surefire way of losing is quitting. Now, be smart about it. No one is saying if it's not working to just keep digging, but modify, pivot, figure out what's going on. Learn how to learn. I'm amazed at how many people just haven't ever been taught, haven't ever developed a skill set to figure out how to figure something out. My kids and I were eating dinner today, and I had this, by the way, I'm recording this on a Wednesday night after I've done a membership training, 5 coaching sessions, and Elite Mastermind group. It is now 10:52 Eastern Standard Time, and I'm recording this so it can go out early in the morning, so that you can have episode 355 talking about money from meaning will always stick around. And I was at the dinner table with the kids, and they were talking about different subjects that they just absolutely hate. You know, things that they're doing in school right now that just, man, I don't understand this. In the old adage, when in the world are we ever going to use this? Dad, do you use this kind of math in your business? Like, you don't want to ask your dad about math. But, you know, I was getting peppered with, well, what value is this? And I had to explain to them, I said, kids, what school does, if it's done properly, is not necessarily fill your head up with knowledge, because some of the knowledge that you're going to get your head filled up with, it won't be of any value. You won't ever use it again. But here's what you're doing. Here's what you're learning how to do. Here's what's happening. You're going to the mental gym. You're picking up weights. You're learning how to learn. You're developing a skill set called learning. And if we approach learning as the knowledge is the ends to the means in which we achieve, you've missed it. Because knowledge, I mean, there's little value in knowledge. There is some value. But it's the primary, it's the elementary level of life is knowledge. Because I mean, good Lord, everyone listening to this podcast has probably got a device in their pocket right now that they could say, hey, fill in the blank, what is? And then all of a sudden you're amassing and aggregating all of the knowledge of the world coming to you in your earbuds right then and there and telling you how, what, when, where, all the facts, all the knowledge. Here's what devices and machines can't do for you. How do I take all of that information and apply it to where it brings value to my life and others? because the more value you can bring to others, which value comes from nothing more than solving a problem. The more problems I can solve for people, the greater value I have. And the greater value I have, there's this little thing that we do to exchange value for value. It's called money. You want to earn more? Learn to learn more. Learn to how to improve other people's life more. Learn how to bring value to others in every industry. One of the things that I run into and have ran into and have been part of the problem, not part of the solution for many, many years, is I chased after money rather than meaning. You know, we have all done it. Every one of us knows what the pressures of life is like when the power bill's due, the mortgage is coming due, the kids need braces, clothes, mama wants to go on vacation. There's all of these different pressures that we're going to feel in life. And so we're conditioned to really value money, because money, monetary wealth, gain is how we afford to live. So when I tell someone you need to chase after meaning, not after money, they look at you like, well, I can't pay Duke Power with well wishes and letting them know that, you know, I don't have the money. I don't have the money this week to pay you, but I really, really enjoy what I'm doing in my business. And I'm really, really passionate about what I'm talking about. Duke Power don't care about that. Your mortgage broker, your mortgage company, your bank don't care if you like your job or not. What they want to know is, do you have the money to pay them? So I get why people would fall into this situation where I need to chase after the money. And this pie in the sky, philosophical, feel good, you know, chase after meaning. That sounds great on paper, Terry, but it don't pay the bills. But I want to try to explain to you in the next few moments, if I can, if you'll allow me, why you need both. You do need money. I'm not saying that. But I would tell you that if you will pursue meaning first, the money will follow. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have to do things sometimes that have very little meaning, that you don't enjoy. It's not your passion. Doesn't mean that. But it does mean that that's not your stopping place. That's the place you're going through. That if you will pursue meaning, you will find the money required to live. You will. It will happen, I promise. But if all I'm doing is chasing money, 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 I'm perpetually always going to be doing things that I may or may not, probably will not like. So today in episode 355, I want to talk to you about how if you will pursue meaning, the money will follow. You can make the money that you need to pay Duke Power, but you can also have your soul paid off by the meaning that you're filling it with. And there is nothing better this side of heaven than being able to get paid to do what you love to do and enjoy life and it not be such a burden all the time. This is episode 355. We're talking about money for meaning. Sticks around, but when I chase money only, I will lose both money and meaning because it's not sustainable. We'll be back right after this. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, You do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of five people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service. And I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/callcenter right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/callcenter. Was the wrong button.
I tell you what,
sometimes I amaze myself. How does he get paid to do that?
Beats me.
But anyway, listen, people that just work and have a job, if you look at what you do as just a job, then what you're doing is basically a chore. And your paycheck is your reward. If what you do, you feel like is a career, then you like the concept of advancing and succeeding. So you're postured and you're positioned a little bit more to really want to move up that corporate ladder at the JOB. But people with a calling find their work fulfilling and think it feels meaningful, leverages their strength, contributes to a greater good, and just for kickers, they get paid as well. I would tell you, if you want to know what you should build your business about, what, Terry, you're always talking about entrepreneurship. You're always talking about using these online tools to build a business. Then what should I do? Very, very, very easy to answer. What would you do? And let me ask it this way. What do you do now that you love to do and don't get paid for? What is it that whether they paid you or not, just being able to do it is rewarding enough in itself? That is what you should do if you are both passionate and proficient with it. Now, there is a caveat. A lot of people are passionate about singing and music, but can't carry a tune in a bucket. That ain't your thing, baby. But if you're both passionate and somewhat, you don't have to be overly proficient. You don't have to be this rock star. But just mildly proficient with it, wildly passionate about it, you should do it. And there are business models that you can wrap around it that would very easily bring money over time, not immediately, but over time. You can, there are so many different monetization schedules and strategies now in today's world that honestly, guys, I have yet to find anyone that has a passion about something, that wants to do something, that can't put a business model around it. If they just stop and think for just a second, get some help. You know, I get that there's people that are not creative and don't see, you know, those type of things, but man, that's what TW3 is all about. We can show you right quick. I mean, you can, here's a free training that we'll give you. Go to my website, TerryWilson3.com, top right-hand corner, type in putting a passion with your paycheck. Putting a paycheck with your passion, actually, I think is what it says. But there are several ways that you can monetize your activity, both online and offline, make tons of money. Why have I lasted 11 years online, especially during some times that was not profitable, not easy, not, man, it didn't look good? Well, it was because, believe it or not, and I imagine if you've listened to me at any length of time, you know by now, man, that guy likes to talk. Well, I do. I taught in Sunday school. I've preached. I've traveled and spoken back when I didn't have a dime to my name and it cost me tons of money to actually do it and really didn't get compensated for it. I would do it anyway. Why? I love teaching. I love training. I love illuminating. I love inspiring. I love illustrating for people. I love getting people awakened to the value that they have laying inside of them that's dormant, that could just be taken and leveraged and used to go anywhere they want. That's what I love to do. And so whether I got paid or not, I'm going to do it. I mean, that's my calling. But man, when I figured out that I could leave a job and quit worrying about my career at that job and trying to climb up that corporate financial planning insurance ladder and not just being an agent, but a broker and now having an agency and then having an IMO and FMO and really trying to, you know, that's all great. But man, when I tapped into my calling, when I tapped into what I was highly passionate about, mildly proficient about, because let's face it, guys, if you're listening, if you're paying attention, I'm not the greatest speaker. I'm not the most articulate speaker. I'm not, you know, I'm average at best, but man, do I enjoy it. And I think my enthusiasm sells it more than the actual words that I use. So man, I'm telling you, if you want to do something, you can do it. Chase meaning, the money will come. Chase meaning, the money will come. And if you don't know how you can monetize, that's what we're here for. We can show you how to wrap a paycheck around your passion. Like I said, go to put a paycheck with my passion. Just Google some of those words on my website, TerryWilson3.com. In the top right-hand corner, there's a search bar. There's a webinar. There's several webinars out there that I've done exactly on how to monetize your message, how you're creative enough, the power of expectations. They're all over there. They're free trainings I want to give you. You can have them. Go over there and look at it. When we get back, I want to give you eight tips that you can do right now. Eight tips to turn your passion into a business. But before we send you over there and before we go to our last commercial break and get into it, I want to give you the opportunity to win $300 in free food. I want to give you an opportunity to win $300 in free food. I also want to give you an opportunity to win $50 in free gas. Here's all you got to do. You're listening to this podcast now, either on my website, on Stitcher, or on iTunes. This is our audio podcast. If you're on iTunes or on Stitcher, it's real easy. Share this podcast right now to either your Facebook page, your Twitter account, or your LinkedIn account. And all you have to do is put the hashtag TW3Podcast355. Hashtag TW3Podcast355. Hashtag TW3Podcast355. Share that from your iTunes account, from your Stitcher account. Share that on your social media pages. For every time we see you share that, and you can share it 3 or 4 times. We're going to put you in for a drawing. And then Monday night, even if you're not on, I'm going to announce who won the $300 in free gas. And here's what else I'm going to do. If you enjoy this podcast, I'm not asking you to give me any money, but I would love your review. I would love your feedback because it just helps our rankings and our ratings over at iTunes. Go to iTunes, TerryWilson3.com/iTunes right now. Give us some positive feedback. Leave us a positive comment if you find value in it. Now, don't lie. If it's no value, you don't like it, then don't leave a comment, okay? Don't leave a negative comment if you don't mind. But just, you know, if you can't say anything nice, don't say that. But if you do enjoy this podcast, you are getting something out of it. It does have value to you. It does inspire you. It does illustrate and inform you as to what you can do. Then I covet your feedback. Go over to TerryWilson3.com/iTunes. Give us a positive feedback there. Give us a review if you really like it. If you do that, we are going to do another drawing and someone's going to win $50 in free gas. Someone who has left us a comment over there is going to get $50 in free gas. We're going to announce that this coming Monday night on episode 356, our live podcast. We're going to announce that you can be, and you can join us, by the way, and join the chat by going over to TerryWilson3.com/live, TerryWilson3.com/live. You can join the chat right there. It's every Monday night at 9 o'clock. If you want to be put on our text alert system so that you can get a text alert when we're about to go live, you can text the word at TW3podcast to 81010. But right now, all I want you to do is just share this podcast. Share it on your social media accounts. Share it from iTunes. Share it from Stitcher. Share it from my website, whatever you can do. But share it and put the hashtag TW3podcast 355. We're going to search all throughout the weekend. Every time you put it in, we're going to put you in the hat. And we're going to announce someone is going to win $300 in free food. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to see your business explode in 2019? Last year of March 2018, we had our first conference where we had a small group of 25 entrepreneurs come together. Out of 25 entrepreneurs, 23 of them exploded this past year. And we're doing it again this year, March 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. This 3-day event is going to inspire you. It's going to inform you and it's going to illustrate for you exactly how people just like you are taking their lives to new levels. You want to earn more? You want to enjoy more? Do you want to experience more? Then come to the You Are Worth More Conference this year, 2019, in Greenville, South Carolina. Register now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. Are you hiring or recruiting for your business? Do you know the neighbors that just moved in across the street? How about that teacher or coach that just started at your church or school? You know, the good book says, know those who labor among you. And the best thing you can do to just make sure you're getting quality people around your business, around your school, around your neighborhood, around your life, is to know those folks around you. And you can go to TerryWilson3.com/background and get a free background check on folks that you need to know what's going on. If you're hiring, you need to use TerryWilson3.com/background. If you are in the job market, you'll want to know what other people see and make sure the information is accurate. You can do that by going over to TerryWilson3.com/background. That's TerryWilson3.com/background.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Love me some Michael McDonald. Love Michael McDonald. I could listen to that groove, I think, every day, all day, as long as I'm around. I think one of the greatest privileges I ever had is to see him at the trade show out in NAMM at the Yamaha event. So it was just a man can sing. Some people don't like him. I call him Cottonmouth. Makes sense to me. I like him. But here's the thing. 8 tips on how to turn your passion into a business. You can make money doing what you love to do. How do you do it? How do you turn passion into a business? Well, number one, find the fault line surrounding your passion. Here's what I mean. Look for the holes or things that could be done better within the industry that you are currently in. From there, think about how you can create something sustainable. This happened to me when I was I was passionate about music and I was passionate about sales and I'm passionate about marketing, passionate about speaking. So I could still use music as a vehicle to exercise my passion. And I did that for years. And then when the housing market, of course, came crumbling down in the second quarter of 07, third quarter of 07, and putting us out in 08, then I had to find a new gig and found myself and doing things that, put food on the table, wasn't passionate about. But one of the things that I did learn is the business that I was in, old business model, old debit company in the insurance, told me a lot about various products that they sell, annuities and index universal life products and variable products and term life and whole life and all of the nuances that surrounded those particular types of products. But man, what they just lacked so desperately is how to market. My God, you want to talk about an antiquated company or antiquated industry as far as, not knowing how to effectively market in today's online world. I present you the entire insurance industry, but they're still making money. So don't get me wrong. I mean, they don't feel the urgency, but the big guys can do it. But the individual reps out in the field, those individual producers that were out in the field trying to produce leads for themselves, get in front of people that could, afford what it is they offered, man, it's tough. It's a tough, tough business. And so I saw some fault lines. I saw some areas that they were weak in that I was strong in. So I went out on my own so that I could start marketing in a better, more efficient, what I consider more efficient, effective way online. And that's when my business took off because I was able to start leveraging some of my strengths. And because I was able to leverage my strengths and put myself, and I started podcasting, doing online marketing and the same things I was doing in music, I was starting to get back in my wheelhouse, things I was excited about. And that's what was the genesis of the business that we're in now. So I found a fault line. I found some separation between where they're at, where I'm at, and where I could really leverage and expand on it. And so that's what you've got to do. Sometimes doing what you're passionate about doesn't necessarily mean wholesale just quitting your job tomorrow and doing something else. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, how can you take what you've got, start finding some separation between where it's at and where you want to go, and find ways to really start getting things in your wheelhouse? Number two, become an expert on your industry as well as all aspects of doing business within that industry. I say it many times, sales is nothing more than teaching. And I think the reason why I've excelled at teaching, at sales, is because I love teaching. I love teaching the Bible. I love teaching a marketing strategy. I love teaching. I love illuminating, illustrating, and informing and inspiring people. I mean, that's just, I love it. I like when people do that for me. I like doing that for other people. I am a motivational speaker junkie. Put me in front of Zig, put me in front of Les Brown, put me in front of Joel Osteen, put me in front of anybody that is excited about living, excited about what they're doing. And I will just sit there. And I mean, as we say in the South, sop it up with a biscuit. I mean, I just love it and I like doing it. And so if I'm going to be effective, if I'm going to be influential in that space that I want to occupy, then I have to know what I'm talking about. So this is where the rubber meets the road, guys. Sometimes you want to be a speaker. Sometimes you want to be a writer. Sometimes you want to be this, that, or the other. But to be able to do it and do it effectively, you got to know some things that might not come easy to you, might not be, just read one book and boom, you're done. That's where the work is. In our world, we're at TW3, we have entrepreneurs all the time. Terry, I see what you're making. I see what your other members are making. I see this person and this person. I see income reports. I know the deal's real. I met some of you guys. I want to do it. And I said, well, the way you make more money is you become more valuable. And the way you become more valuable is you leverage what you know. And if you are anemic in some knowledge, remember I said at the beginning of the show, knowledge is the weaker of all the value propositions when it comes to business, but you do have to know. And once you know a little, you learn to leverage a lot. You learn the little bit, how can I use it to make money? I mean, if you only know three tools, well, let's put it this way. I like using music because most people can relate to it. If all you know is three chords, that's fine. I can teach you about 500 different country tunes right now that you could play, you know, but the more chords you know, the more ways I can show you how to arrange those chords, the more diverse you're going to become. Knowledge is knowing those chords. Wisdom is knowing how to put those various chords together in different patterns, structures, and rhythmic patterns to make different types of music. So the more you know and the more you can leverage what you know, the more diverse you can become. But it starts with you got to know something. Number three, stop listening to everyone that you know. Number one, here again, find the fault lines. You know, find the separation between where you're at and where you want to be and how you can bring what you're good at to the industry you might already be in. Number two, become an expert in the industry that you want to go in. Number three, stop listening to everyone. You got to listen to some people. Wisdom is a multitude of counsel, but there's a lot of people out there that's strong on opinion and low on dominion. I told someone one time, I said, you're awful opinionated on something that you really don't know a lot about. I think, what was it? I said, you're over opinionated and undereducated is actually what I said. You know, strong on what your dogmatic opinion, but just lack a lot of knowledge in what you're talking about. And there's a lot of people like that online, on the internet, on social media. And you start telling people that you want to be an entrepreneur, that you want to do this, that you want to do that, that you've got a taste for more in life. Trust me, you're going to attract an audience. They'll tell you 500 reasons why life stinks. It stunk for them. It stunk for the grandfather, and it's going to stink for you. I mean, that's just the old adage, misery loves company. Trust me, they don't even send out invitations anymore. They just go and grab you and kidnap you. So you got to stop listening to everyone. And don't be a slave to your major. Only 8% of people under 35 are working in the field they majored in. So if you've got some sort of a credentialing and major, like I've got credentialing in insurance and financial planning, and I used to have a series 6 and 7 with some variable stuff. I don't use any of that anymore. Matter of fact, I let it all go back. I'm not going to be a slave to it. Just because I have it doesn't necessarily mean it's of any value anymore. It was at one time period. Now, if I have to go pick it back up, I will. But so many people think I've got to be in this particular field just because I spent $80,000 in tuition to get a piece of paper in that field. It takes me back to what I said before. You are learning how to learn. Any good education that you're going to get through grammar school, educational, middle school, high school, college, and on above college, the value in it is working out that mental muscle to learn how to learn, how to problem solve, how to ask the right questions so that you get the right information. That's what you're learning to do. So just because you got a degree in something, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to stay in that field. Number five, the moment you grow out of your work role, leave. I want to tell you, the most miserable thing that you'll ever experience is when you have outgrown the position you're in and you've hit a ceiling. Listen, that's that you want to turn your passions into a paycheck. Don't find yourself in something that is beneath, you know, you've outgrown. It doesn't mean that you can be too good for something, but that does mean that you're too good to stay. You know, Apostle Paul was called to be, you know, one of the most influential people in the New Testament, but at times he was nothing more than a tent maker. So there are going to be seasons that you don't need to be, you know, too big for your britches, as we used to say. But you also need to know that's not where you're supposed to stay. Number seven, make sure you have family buy-in. So let me back up. Number six, volunteer and sit on boards. And what I mean by that, you don't necessarily have to be on boards. Volunteer in different areas and different arenas that you want to occupy. You know, some things are caught, some things are taught, as Quackenbush once said in a training of one of our members. Seth Godin says, you're the sum total of five people you hang around the most. If I want to be around highly influential people, great speakers, that means I need to hang. If that's what I want to be, that means that's who I need to hang around. If you want to be a great salesperson, a great marketer, you need to hang around those people. And you can do that through podcasts, just listening. But you've got to get around it. You got to get in that ecosystem. You got to get in that mindset. You got to get in that stream of thinking, that stream of consciousness. And so if you can sit on a board, if you can volunteer at a place, so whatever you got to do to to say, hey, I want to shadow you, and I know I don't want to be a pester and a, you know, pest to you. So I'm willing to do this, that, or the other just for affording me the opportunity to be around, then do it. But you got to do it. Number seven, make sure you have family buy-in. And I skipped number six, but went seven a minute ago. But if the wife, the husband, if the family is not on board, it's an uphill battle. I'm not looking for permission from my neighbors, from church friends, from extended family on what I do in my life. I want them to support it, but if they don't, that's their choice. But I have got to have people in my immediate family that if they're not going to be helping push me in that direction, to at least give me the courtesy of not standing in front of me and being an obstacle. So get family buy-in. And number eight, and lastly, bring those you are trying to support into the conversation. You've got to understand their preferences, problems, and needs, as well as the best way you can help them find a way to open channels of communication. So bring those that you're trying to help, bring them into the conversation. If you're wanting to go into insurance, talk to people around you and say, I know insurance is not a sexy subject, but let me ask you, what made you decide to buy the insurance that you bought from who you bought it from? What could you tell me that you wished you had as an agent or as a company? In other words, start doing your homework. Start asking the pointed questions now to the people that you're wanting to serve so that you know how to develop your business. And just be open and honest with them. When I first started this business, I was going to people, what do you find value in the podcast you listen to? Who do you listen to? Why do you listen to them? Who are the ones that you listen to every once in a while? Who's the one, I can't miss? What is it about them that they bring that keeps you consistently coming back? I wanted to know other people's perspective and not just everyone's perspective, but specifically the people's perspective that I wanted to serve. You've got to do the same thing. So don't be afraid. And note to anyone listening, that is a wonderful way to open up a conversation, to just sell them what, if you're already in a business. If you're already in a business, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm in this business. I'm trying to improve this product, good, or service, this business I'm in. I know that you have bought X, Y, or Z, and you're with so-and-so, and that's great. I don't want to take you away from them. I'm just wanting to know why you bought it from them. What were the decisions? What could you tell me to help me improve for people like you so that I know how to sell this, what to sell, and present it? What is it about the price, the process, and the product that you can help me with to inform me so I can be successful in this? If you'll just ask pointed questions to people, especially if you're already in a business, you'd be amazing how many conversational openers that starts. And then people are just like, I'm really not happy with my guy now. And all of a sudden, what is it that he doesn't do that you want him to do? And then all of a sudden you're finding openings, you're finding gaps of where you can bring value. I have used that on LinkedIn. I have used that in what I call my elevator pitch. I have used that so often. Hey, I'm in this business and I'm just trying to figure out a way to improve it and grow my business. Do you mind if 2 minutes? Let me just ask you, do you own a car? Yeah. Who'd you buy it from? What did you buy? Why did you buy that product? Why'd you buy it from them? What was the experience like? What would you tell me to do differently than that guy? So the next guy that I'm servicing, you'd be amazed. People, if you ask questions, they'll tell you their life. I am convinced you could ask people what their social security number is, and some of them would give it to you. People like to talk. Ask questions. You'd be amazed at what people would tell you. But those are the eight ways that I think if you will start doing right now, these are eight tips that you literally could start putting a passion with your paycheck, and you could start finding meaning in what you're doing. Find the fault lines of the industry you want to go in or the industry you're in. Where can you improve? Number one. Number two, Become that expert. Number three, stop listening to everybody because not everybody is good counsel. Number four, don't be a slave to what you already know or been credentialed in or diplomaed in. You know, it might be the thing for you. It might not. Number five, if you've grown out of a place, have grown out of a situation, then don't be afraid to leave it. Number six, volunteer on boards, volunteer in other areas and spaces. You know, find a way to get in the areas you want, serve those areas, even if you have to volunteer right now just to figure out how to do business in that area. Number seven, make sure your family buys in, because if you don't have them, it is going to be an uphill battle. And number eight, bring those that you're trying to service in that particular field, bring them in the conversation. We'll be back right after this. I got some giveaways to give away right after this. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to see your business explode in 2019? Last year of March 2018, we had our first conference where we had a small group of 25 entrepreneurs come together. Out of 25 entrepreneurs, 23 of them exploded this past year, and we're doing it again this year, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. This 3-day event is going to inspire you, it's going to inform you, and it's going to illustrate for you exactly how people just like you are taking their lives to new levels. You want to earn more? You want to enjoy more? Do you want to experience more? Then come to the You Are Worth More Conference this year, 2019, in Greenville, South Carolina. Register now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Man, I've had a good time. I don't know if you have, but man, I love talking about putting a paycheck with your passion, finding meaning with money, because that's when life becomes worth living, when you enjoy what you're doing and getting paid for it. When you enjoy hanging out in your underwear, talking through a microphone, and someone's paying you, man, that just doesn't get any better than that. I'm telling you, man, life is good when you're in your zone. And so I just want to encourage you, get in your zone, not auto zone, get in your zone. I've just played the commercial, but I'm telling you, come to the Worth More Conference. We got a few tickets left. You can join us and see what other people are doing. Average people just like you and me, not superstars, not rock stars, not models. I'm talking about high school dropouts, college, 2-year college degrees. And we got professionals, we got MBAs, doctors, lawyers, but we've got just your average salt of the earth people from all different backgrounds, black and white, Hispanic, Oriental, Asian, people from the north, people from the south, people that are believers, people who are non-believers. We've got all shapes and sizes in our business that's taking their money, their business, their life to new levels, and you can too. Go to worthmoreconference.com and get you some tickets while we still have some available. It's coming up just in a few short weeks, and you'll want to be there. Share this podcast and put hashtag TW3Podcast355. Hashtag TW3Podcast355. I'm going to announce someone is going to win $300 in free food this Monday night at 9 p.m. And we'll announce it on the show. So you want to pay attention then. And if, because as soon as this goes out early tomorrow morning, I, Reagan River, we're going to be looking all weekend, and every time we see it shared, we're going to take note of who shared it, write the name down. We're going to put it in a hat. If you share it five times, your name's going in a hat five times. That's the way it works. Share it on Facebook. Share it on LinkedIn. Share it on Twitter. If you're a twit that likes to tweet, share it on where the three major social medias, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. We'll look there. And then share it on Instagram. But I like it on those other ones because you can play the audio from there. So share it on those three. But you can share it on LinkedIn or Instagram as well. But until next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Give us a shout out. Let us know. Make some comments. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, take your money, your business, your life to new levels. Because trust me when I say this, because I genuinely mean it. You are worth more.
For listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay. Guys, what a privilege. I mean...